Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking with track athlete Evan Terrell of the Mercer County Golden Eagles. 4 years in a row, the Mercer County Boys Track Program has won the Lincoln Trail Conference Boys Track title. Evan Terrell, congratulations. Tell us about being a part of this Mick Lauk-led program. I know it came down to the last race on Friday night.
Yeah, my freshman year, I mean, it came a little bit easier because we had some really good relays and we had depth everywhere. My sophomore year, it was about the same. We didn't lose meets during the season. And then last year and this year, they were a little tougher and we kind of had to piece things together. But in the end, I mean, it all came out, and now I've been a conference champ for 4 years, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and what about the head coach, Mick Lauk? I know the kids really respect him and enjoy running for him, and Evan Terrell included, I assume.
Yeah, I love Mick. He's a great guy, and he's a character, I'll tell you. He knows what's best for you, and he knows how to put you in a place where you can succeed and get points for the team. And sometimes you don't always like doing it, but you kind of have to do it because, I mean, for one, it's Mick Lauk, and two, it's not about you, it's about the team.
Well, and you're near the finish line of being a Mercer County Golden Eagle with, I think, graduation a week away. You have the sectional a week away. You've had your last ever event athletically at Mercer County High School. Have you had time to reflect on that type of stuff, I guess, when you ran last Friday, knowing that this was it down at Pratt Memorial Field?
No, not really. I'm just kind of running till sectionals, and then after that, whatever happens, happens. I'm just kind of going with it.
Yeah, now, and I forgot you told me that last year you missed most of the track season because of a broken foot. So you've yet to qualify for the state meet. You probably would have last year, but the injury stopped you from doing that. So what about that this year, you know, coming back from an injury and trying to run on the big blue oval down at Eastern Illinois University in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, my sophomore and junior year, actually, I had times that could have potentially qualified me for state, but this year I've obviously wanted to go down to Charleston all 4 years, but I'm kind of running out of time now, so I'm really trying my best to get myself down there.
So the 110 hurdle champion in the LTC, you're on the 4x1 that finished second at the LTC in a high jumper. I mean, what does it look like? I think Mercer County's at the Sherrard sectional next week, so what is the field look like in terms of trying to get out of there in those events?
I haven't really seen much on the high jump, but I know the 4x1, there's a lot of fast teams, and most likely we're going to have to qualify on time, so we're going to have to make our handoffs really nice, really clean, and get around the track really fast. And the hurdles, I believe I'm seated first, but obviously that doesn't really matter when you get to the sectional meet, so I guess I'm just going to try and run hard.
All right, so, you know, we look back to last Friday. Mercer County gets to host a LTC track meet. It comes down to the last race, the 4x4, and I forget what they had to finish fourth or better to win it, or something like that.
Third.
And they did it.
Yeah.
So what was it like watching that? No, and you needed to do that because Princeville was the favorite to win that event, but if you finished third or better, you were able to beat them by, I think, a point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what about watching that 4x4 team run, I guess, to try and clinch it for Mercer County on Friday night?
It was exciting. I mean, I don't think anybody really thought that our 4x4 team would have run as good as they did, but we kind of, Coach Baldwin, she said that her school used to line up kids along the back 100 curve, so the far curve, and line them up so you always have somebody from your school cheering you on. And we did it for the girls 4x4, and they kind of said that it was motivating, and so I figured, well, I mean, what's the worst they can do for the boys, right?
Yep, and it worked.
It did, yeah.
And we the champs, man.
We are the champs.
4 years in a row. All right, and I read about you on social media. You're enlisting. So mm-hmm. tell us that story and your decision. And I think you go to basic training in August. So God bless you for enlisting, serving this country. So a little bit about your thought process, the branch of service you're going into, and moving forward in the armed forces in your life.
So it was like in the winter, and I was starting to like think about school, and so I wanted to go to Western, but it's a little expensive. And so Stephen, he was already planning on going into the military.
Stephen
Speaker. And his dad, he's in the military. So Stephen kind of like was like, why don't you just join the National Guard? And I was like, well, I mean, maybe I will. And I've always kind of like juggled around the idea, never really acted on it though, you know. So when that situation presented itself, I just dove in head first, and I was like, fine, let's do it. And so now me and Stephen are both in the military, and he kind of like guided me a little bit, and then we had Big Steve to help us yeah. both out, and it was nice.
Big Steve, that's Big the Steve. Head wrestling coach. All right, and so you leave in, you go to Fort Leonard Wood, you said, in mm-hmm. mid-August, is that right?
Yep.
All right. Well, you have a lot of stuff to take care of before that, and the track sectional at Girard is next week, and again, the Eagles won their fourth straight Lincoln Trail Conference boys a track title. Nice going, Evan Terrell. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.